Chapter 3. Pocahontas begins her story.
As a child, I had a wonderful life. I ran around my village and talked to everybody. I was the daughter of the chief, so everybody was nice to me. The men told me stories, and the women gave me fruit and cakes. All the children wanted to play with me too, because of my important father. The other girls usually stayed near their tents and helped their mothers, but I ran around and learned new things. Sometimes I played with the bigger boys, and then I felt very special. People called me Pocahontas, and this made my father smile. The men often talked about the white men living near our village. I was curious and wanted to see them. One day, there was a lot of excitement in the tribe. Some young men saw a white man walking alone near our village. Quickly, they caught him and brought him to the village center. They tied him to a tree near my father's tent. I looked at him curiously. He wasn't really white. His face was pink-yellow, and his hair and beard were brown. He was frightened, but he had kind eyes. He looked at me and smiled. The village men shouted at the white man and waved their knives in the air. He closed his eyes. I ran forward and stood in front of him. I put my arms around him and shouted, "Don't attack him!" Everybody watched me, and there was silence. The young men stopped and stood still. They looked at me, at the white man, and at my father, the Powhatan chief. My father looked very serious.
"Pocahontas is correct,"
he said.
"Don't attack this man. We can learn about the white men from him."
We gave the white man some food and water and asked him his name. It was John Smith.